T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Make no mistake about it, they cheat, and I don't understand. And I kind of look at it like that very attractive girl that for some reason she don't think she's attractive. No matter how many people tell her how beautiful she is, she still won't believe it. Belichick and Brady, just arguably the best coach ever and the best quarterback ever, but they still look for ways to cheat. I still feel like 04, I should have another Super Bowl ring on my finger, but I had a feeling that they knew our plays before the ball was snapped.
That's Larry Foote, who back in time was best friends with Tom Brady.
Always has a way. Yeah, we're in Michigan together. Always has a way with words, Foote does. One of my all-time favorites.
I look at them as an attractive woman who, no matter how many times you tell her she looks good, she still doesn't think she's pretty. I think there's something to be said about that. That even after winning 3 Super Bowls, they continued to videotape signals. The NFL warned them in 2006 in a memo. They kept doing it. But for me, time can heal some wounds. And the Spygate stuff in 2017 seems like a dead issue. Watching all the Patriots win, seeing them, you know, kick the Steelers' butt last year in the AFC Championship game 36-17 without Spygate. I don't think of the Patriots first and foremost as cheaters anymore. I think of them as great winners. 412-928-9370. Maybe you have a different slant on things. Here's Fred. He's on the Cook and Pony Show. Hi, Fred. Fred, you got to turn your radio down for us. Fred, you're going to go back on hold. Here's John. He's next. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're on the air.
Hey, great.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking that, you know, Belichick and Brady, yeah, they're cheaters. They caught, it's documented, but they're also great champions. I mean, you can only get so much on advantage from doing what they did. You have to go out and make plays. And they went out and made plays, and we didn't stop them.
See, I don't get it how you can be both, though. How can you be cheaters and great champions?
Is Bonds a great cheater and a great player, Ron?
You're right. It came out of my mouth. I don't really know either, but that's just the way I look at it.
Hey, you know what? It's an interesting issue. You know, I'm a big believer that they only got so much out of it. I'm with you. I look at them as great champions. That's the way I do. I think they're the best who's ever been at what they've done.
I don't know how many times I can say this. I think they prove that. If they stopped winning after they got caught, then it would be real easy to say that the Patriots were a creation of Spygate, that was why they won. But look at it. Since they got caught, they had a 16-0 regular season. They went to the Super Bowl in 2011. They won the Super Bowl in 2014. They won it again in 2016. I mean, is it mutually exclusive? Can you be a great champion and a great cheater? I'll bring Bonds' name up again. Great cheater. Also great player. You think he's the best Pirate of all time?
I do.
You know? I mean, I think it can be both. You know, if it was 08 or 09 and, you know, the Spygate incident was still raw, I would say, yeah, these guys are cheaters. I don't want them in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure how much is real or not. I don't know if they beat the Rams legitimately in the Super Bowl. I don't know if they won the 2004 AFC Championship game legitimately. But I think they've proven themselves. Unless you think still, at this very moment, they're still doing things illegally, against the rules, to win. I think Ed made that leap when we had him on. He said the headset's cut out, the phone's cut out, you can't communicate up there.
Well, there's no question they're always looking for an edge. Somebody told me a story, and I can't remember who it was. It was introduced to Belichick And this comes from a reliable source that just shows you how he thinks. So somebody was introduced to Belichick, and the conversation they started talking how the official, this guy that met Belichick on the field like before a game said he knew one of the officials. He was really good friends with him. So Belichick asked him if he could stay on the field for a while, and then he ended up having a conversation with that official and showed that he was buddies with this guy that's buddies with the official. And apparently he told him later, you know, maybe it'll help us get a call somewhere down the line. Maybe it'll help us get a call. Now, that's not
cheating.
That's
not cheating. That's smart.
That's not cheating. That's just looking for every little edge you can have.
Yeah, that's how his brain works.
Looking for every edge. And, you know, that's one of the reasons he's the greatest of all time, in my opinion.
You know what? I'm going to go back to something Mike Sullivan, not Mike Sullivan, Mike Babcock said of Sidney Crosby, he's addicted to winning.
Addicted to winning. That one is of my all-time greatest. And I love that quote. I think he said it both about Crosby and about Taves in Chicago, but that's beside the point.
That's the Patriots to me. They
addicted
are addicted to winning.
What a great thing to have as an addiction.
Jason is on the Fan. Hi, Jason.
Hey, got a couple things for you. You know, they've always said that football is a game of inches, right? And the whole Spygate thing, if you know the other team's plays, if you're a linebacker, you're not taking that extra step to get that read. You're going straight to where that play is. So, in a sense, that, you know, knowing the play, knowing the call, that in a game of inches, this is giving you feet.
Jason, let's say I agree with you for the sake of argument. How do you reconcile what they've done the last 10 years without Spygate?
Well, this is very simple. Okay, first of all, if you think about college, right, what happens if you cheat in college? Like Reggie Bush, they stripped all those championships away, right? They didn't do that in the NFL. What they did is they gave him a fine, and then they took away a draft pick, right? But because they won the Super Bowl and Deion Branch was the MVP, they were able to sell him for a higher first-round draft pick because they won that Super Bowl. So if you look at the benefits they reap from that, look at their second, their first Super Bowl they won after.
No, all I was okay. I didn't need that whole spiel. All I was asking was how do they continue to win at such an incredible rate without the videotaping stuff?
This is what I'm talking about. Is like you look at after like the first Super Bowl they won afterwards, they had the greatest.
No, I got that, Jason. You said it loud and clear. Here's Brad. He's next. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're pretty good.
Hey, just two things to say. One, yeah, they cheated a little bit, but if you look at their body of work, even after the cheating, I mean, you can only say so much about it, especially this year. I mean, they're just unbelievable. And the second thing
is, do you think of them as cheaters first and foremost, Brad, when you think of the Patriots?
It's there. It's not the first thing I think of, but, you know, it's in your mind because it's not only happened once, but it happened twice. So, you know, it's like in your mind, but it's not the first thing, only because of what they're able to accomplish outside of it. So anyone to sit there and say they're cheaters and they get all the edges, I mean, you can say that, but outside of the cheating, they're still winning. So you got to take that into consideration also.
All right, Brad, we got you. Josh is next. Hi, Josh.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I think first and foremost, they are definitely cheaters, and I reconcile how they did what they've done after they got caught with Spygate with the fact that I think while they were looking at so much information that they were getting off of other teams' playbooks, they gained valuable insight into coaches that they didn't just forget after they stopped taping film. They knew how certain coaches called and played against them, and they remembered it after.
Right, but how many of those coaches are still in the league, Josh? I mean, their staff has changed over.
Predominant NFL defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators, they've been in the league and they stay in the league and they just go around and around to different good teams. Todd Haley's one of them, and the list goes on and on with good coordinators. They know how people are calling them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to say that they're still using stuff from Spygate to game plan against Todd Haley today seems like a stretch, doesn't it?
To me, still got to make plays.
All right, in 10 minutes, we're going to talk to a Patriots insider who's covered this team for a long time. Not only his thoughts on Belichick and Brady's legacy, but also what the heck happened on Monday night with the Patriots losing to Miami, how Brady looks, Gronkowski, their injuries on defense, the confidence level of the Patriots going into this game. So a lot to do. Seth Meyers at noon. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.